It's now time for Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Okay, well, I guess we'll get this together. Good evening, and welcome to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday. I'm Pastor Rod, and let's first give all honor and glory and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's open up with some prayer. Father God, the most merciful and gracious Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, better known in the Hebrew name of Yeshua, we give you all the honor and the Holy Spirit. We welcome you in right now to come in and remove all the evil spirits out of these airwaves right now. Just remove them, cast them down, pull down all strongholds, break all chains, remove all of the evil spirits. Remove them right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We just cast it down right now, oh Lord. Open up the airways, open up the minds of the people, oh Lord. Just remove everything that is not of you, Lord. Remove all the unrighteousness. We remove it now and cast it down and ask it to be removed in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to come in right now. Open up the minds of the people, oh Lord. Open up their hearts to receive, Father God. Open up their ears to hear and open up their ears to listen and receive everything that is going on tonight, Father God. We ask all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Gotta change it, just you and me.
Just need a little help, y'all. Just need a whole lot of help. A whole lot of help. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers is few. I'd like to introduce our co-host for tonight. Is Pastor York, Pastor Barbara York. Good evening, Pastor. How you doing? God bless you.
Good evening. Yes, blessed.
I tell you, Pastor, we got to make this world a better place. It won't get any better because the word has already been written, has already been spoken. But I tell you, we can save as many as we can. God's word will not come back to him void, but we can get out here and be fishers of men and do what we're supposed to do. We can go out here and save as many lives as we can and bring all the souls to Christ and let him do what he needs to do. We got to go and catch the fish and let him clean them up because we can't clean them because we didn't clean ourselves up. He cleaned us up. So we just got to go out there and catch him and let him do the cleaning. And what we've done, we done got lazy in our work. We done got lazy as a people. We done got lazy. You can get mad at what I'm saying, but we done got lazy. All we want to do is sit back and smoke weed, drink beer, and eat some chicken and eat some fish and watch TV and watch basketball and football and bet and gamble and sell dope. That's all. We done got lazy. We don't want to work for nothing no more. We don't want to do nothing. And we built this world. We built this country. He created and we built it. He gave us something. He said, go and take dominion. You know what I'm saying? Be prosperous, build, create, and invent. And we did it. And now we done got lazy. Our ancestors did all the work, and we don't want to do nothing now. We don't want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they just stole everything from. I'm just being honest with you. You better know your history. You better know who you are and whose you are and where you come from. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of meditating, studying, praying, and fasting, and God has shown me some things, and you have let the world take your mind from you and twist it up and wring everything out like a sponge, like ain't nothing up there now. Either just wrung everything up out of you and just took your history away from you and then took everything. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. You are peculiar people, and he done just wrung it all up out of you like nothing exists in you no more. And we got to get it back inside of you because it ain't gone. It's just down in your belly. And it's all right that it's still in you because we're going to get it back inside your mind. Let you start just meditating on it and thinking about it. And Pastor going to put some stuff on your mind tonight. We're going to tweak that brain. We're going to put them jumper cables back to your ears and jump that brain off tonight. We're going to put some fire back in that brain tonight and get you stirred back up like I'm stirred up because, see, you done lost something, and we need to stir you back up a little bit tonight. So, Pastor, I'm going to let you go on and get this thing stirred up like a good old gumbo. You know, you got to put a lot of stuff in and then stir it up, you know, but you got to get it started with that root. So,
amen.
So, Pastor, put that word of God on them, Pastor, and let's go and get this thing going.
Amen. Greetings, believers, blessed believers. We're going to talk about the parable of the sower tonight. See, the parable of the sower is like the mind. The mind is like the soil of the earth. And the parable of the sower is a story that Jesus was telling because he told his stories and parables. Coming from Luke 8 and 5 through 9. A sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed, and some fell by the wayside and was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. 6. And some fell upon a rock, and soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that has an ear, let him hear." You got 2 ears to hear. Hear tonight what the Lord is saying. The disciple was confused. They said, "Well, what do you mean about this, Jesus?" But Jesus was saying that, see, the seed is the word of God. It was not money. It was the word of God. So the seed is what we need to grow. The seed is the word of God concerning eternal salvation. See, we're talking about everlasting life, the old world behind us, Christ before us. See, we got to be rapture ready. We got to make preparation for everlasting life. We got to seek the face of God and know his word. So now, talking about that first one, talking about that wayside one, as you were talking about, then got lackadaisical, just lazy and not using what God has given. Number one, he was talking about these are the ones, the people who heard the word, and the devil came along took the message from them. They didn't want Jesus. But they turned and went their own way.
That's right.
Their will. They wanted to do their own thing. They doubted Jesus. They had unbelief. And they wanted no truth. So they just left Jesus. The word fell on stony ground. It would not take root. It's just like when you plant a flower. It has to have good soil. If you plant it on a stone, it can't grow. Stony ground. So they had no belief, no faith. The next group, these are the ones, the rocky ones, the shallow, stony ones. The soil, these people fell on, it fell on the soil for a season. When they heard the word, they received it and welcomed the word with joy. But then along came some trials, some temptations. See, well, they were not firmly rooted and grounded in the word. Their minds were not made up. So they believed the word for a while. And then the trials and the anxieties and the things of the world took what they heard, took the word from them. They turned and went back to the world. The temptations. They abandoned their faith. So they were on shallow, stony ground. See, they were people pleasers. Ephesians 6 and 6 talks about that people pleasing, not a God pleaser. So they went back to the world.
That's right.
Then that third group of mind, that stony mixture, this seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard the word, but they chose their own way too. They let the cares of the world, the riches of the world, the pleasures of the world snatch them away from the word of God. It took root for a season, talking about that 60-fold, just for a season. But then they thought about the pleasures of the world. They wanted the world more than Jesus. Born-again believers are of this world and not in this world. So they chose the world over God, the stony mixture. Then there was another group, the fourth group. They fell on good ground. But the seed and the good ground, or the good soil, that soft, pliable heart, they received the word. Their minds were transformed by the word. These are the ones that heard the word and with a good heart and a mind ready to receive the word. It took deep root. It grew. They used the word of God. They stayed in the word. They prayed. They sought the face of the Lord. They wanted more of Jesus, the good soil, the good ground, the mind that was made up. They heard the word. They had a mind to serve the Lord. They watered their minds. They watered their souls with the word of God. They stayed before God. They prayed. They come to Bible study. They used the word. They studied the word. They meditated the word day and night because they wanted everything that God had for them. Just as you said, we were a people. This country was built by blacks. We came from a good, godly heritage. And we've allowed the world to snatch everything that God has done for us, taking
That's
out
right.
our minds and use it lackadaisical, just by the wayside. Nothing matters except that I have some fun, I have some pleasure. But the pleasure is going to end. You only here briefly for a brief moment. Where are you going to spend eternity? What
Come
are you going
now.
To leave a legacy for your children? What are you going to do now? Good soil, a good mind, a mind that's transformed and renewed by the word. We got to study the word 100%. You got to water the word. Your mind has got to be cultivated, watered by the word. The word purifies you. It transforms you. It changes you. But you got to want the word. You got to want to surrender your whole heart, soul, mind, and body to God. You want to be a vessel of honor that he can pour his spirit into you for his glory.
Yes,
you don't
want to
be a wayside in the world, but in the world, just doing the things of the world, not doing things that are constructive to bless and exalt, to take care of your family, to leave a godly heritage, to be an example, to be like Christ. Not today's ago, but that good soil, the good sound, that 100%, they chose all of Jesus. Romans 12 and 2, their minds were transformed and changed by the word. We got to have the mind of Christ. We got to know that it is Jesus that has brought us thus far, and if we turn from this world, from our wicked ways, and turn back to the Lord, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask. But we got to make a choice. And the choice is ours. We choose. We can choose death or choose life. When you choose the world, you choose death. You already did. You just have not just died. But you choose. When you choose Jesus, you've chosen life. Your mind has to be watered. You got to study the word. that you might rightly divide the word. The workman needeth not be ashamed, because you can skillfully use the word, teach the word, that you may go out and compel men, women, and boys and girls to come to Christ. It's up to us.
That's
how
right.
we use our minds. What
That's
we
right.
decide to do for the Lord. What we decide to do for humanity, to go out and compel and teach and be a bright light, that we make a difference in this dark world. The saints, the believers, the church must make a difference in this world. We must be a bright light, that not a little dim light. I don't even like the song, This Little Light of Mine, because if I got Jesus on the inside of me, I got a bright light, and I want
Come
to be a bright
now.
Light, that they, Jesus in me. Know that it's only Jesus that has bought me safe thus far. That same God that bought us back,
yes,
bought our ancestors
yes,
back
yes.
for all the trials and all the things that they had to go through.
Amen.
We got a Bible we can read. There was a time they didn't have the Bible. They couldn't even read, but we got a Bible. We got cell phones to use to read and study and to mature and grow. What are we doing? With God, with all the blessing that God has provided for us, the mind of Christ, we should want the mind of Christ. That our mind be renewed, transformed by the word of God. We ought to want to water our mind with the word, study and pray and seek the face of God. It's all about Jesus. It's time to run for our life. Death and destruction is all around us as we look and see the television. So much death and destruction, storms, earthquakes, murders. We need to run for our life. Let our minds be transformed and renewed by the word. Seeking the face of God, surrendering our whole heart, soul, and mind and body to God. 100%, in other words, nothing in this world matters to me. The world behind me, Christ before me, like Paul when he picked up his cross, when he found the true Savior, when he found Jesus, he never looked back. He ran all the days of his life for Jesus. When we find the path, then we must walk therein. We must do the things that please the Lord. Once to know and don't do, it is sin. So we have a choice today. Whose are we? Do we belong to Jesus? Are we going to give him all our all in all because he gave his all when he gave his life for us? Are we going to serve Satan who came to seek and destroy and divide? We make a choice. Jesus, who gave his life. He came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. It's up to us to let our minds be watered, transformed, and renewed by the word. It's in the word, but you must want the word. You must want Jesus with all your heart. The world behind me, Christ before me. That's it, problem. That's it.
You know, Pastor, I think what that is that one of the issues with that is that. This is something that I've been getting and picking up on when you look at all of these social media outlets, when you talk about the mind, you know, it's something that is something that you say every week. And I think a lot of people miss it when you say the ears and the eyes, you know, are the gateway. And I think people miss that because what you watch, what you listen to, is going straight inside you, right into your head, right to your brain, and your brain starts processing all these things. And one thing that I'm seeing and paying attention to is that what people are missing is that the language we use today has damaged the way that people are studying and paying attention. They are doing a lot of, and it's already been written and spoken to that God has already said that his word will be misconstrued and damaged and spoken against. They would say a lot of bad things about all of this, how they would still persecute his name and all of that's been, you know, how they talk about Jesus today. There's no real Jesus. And the thing about it is that the funny part, it's funny to me because you say that there's no real Jesus, but here's the funny part that you say there is a Jesus, but his name just wasn't Jesus. So you contradict yourself because you say that there's no real Jesus, but there is a Jesus, but his name wasn't Jesus because there was no letter J up until a certain time. Okay, take out the letter J. Okay, it's fine. You know, and I want to make a point to you out there in radio world, internet world, computer world, whatever you want to call it. there wasn't a letter J for a long time. Okay, we understand that. But you know him by another name. Whatever your language is what you called him. Because in different languages that he had a different name. Just in this English language, they called him Jesus. Okay, so his Hebrew name is Yahshua. That's what they knew him as. And my thing is, and the reason why I say that, Pastor, is because an atheist calls himself an atheist because he say there is no God. He does not believe in God. But it's funny because it's funny to me, and I laugh at an atheist because he gave himself a title of an atheist because he says there is no God. He does not believe in a God. So why not? Why give yourself a title of being an atheist if you don't believe in God? If you don't believe in God, why call yourself an atheist? Why give yourself a title at all? That means there's something triggering your brain to believe that there is something out there that you believe in to know that there's something powerful than what you really want to admit, to give yourself a title of an atheist. So all I'm saying, people, is that this is just a mind thing. That's why we're talking about these mind controlling things that are going on around you. Start using your brain. Start connecting to the Holy Spirit of God so that you will be able to connect and have a discerning of spirits so you will know what's coming at you. And most importantly, put on, listen to me, your helmet of salvation. You know what I'm saying? You have to put on the full armor of God that covers you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. You have to be covered. And what's happening to you is, and here's the most important one. Hosea 4:6. It says, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. It's because you have rejected knowledge. God said, I also reject you as my priests. And I hope you understand what priests are. We all are made ministers and priests of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yahshua, okay? And whatever Greek language or whatever you know him as. Because you have ignored, listen, you have ignored the law of your God. And he says, I also will ignore your children. Look at what our children are going through out there. And they're going through it because of what you have done. Your children are suffering because of what you have done. Hold yourselves accountable. Stop blaming the white man, the blue man, the red man, the policeman. Look in the mirror. Train up a child in the way he should go or she should go, and they will not depart from it. Listen. Your children, if they're trained up properly and trained up to love and know God, they may stray away, but they're going to come back to God. God say you will come back to your first love. Your first love is him. He is your first love. If you don't have a relationship with God, just had this conversation. If you don't have a relationship with God, you can't have a relationship with nobody else. If you don't love God, you can't love yourself. If God can't help you, can't nobody else help you?
Nobody.
God is the best doctor, the best psychiatrist, the best physician, the best everything. If he can't heal you and fix you, can't nobody do it. Nobody. So you need to get your mind fixed on God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Not yours, not the pastor, not your mama, your daddy, your husband, nobody else. Put God first. That's what the scripture says. That's God's word. Not mine, not pastors, but God's. God says, seek his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We serve a jealous God. He said, you should not have no other gods before me. And he meant that.
Amen.
He put that in his own writing. That's his writing in the Ten Commandments. He didn't have nobody write that. He wrote that for himself on them stones. And those stones are hidden right now. That's the covenant of God. That's his writing in those stones. Straight from heaven. You should have no other God before me. And you out here got all kind of gods before him. Your cell phone is a god before him.
Amen.
That dope, that weed, that alcohol, that... Let me tell you something now. I'm not a saint. I've been out of them streets. But I'm just telling you because, see, I sit on the wall. I got to warn you because there's danger lurking. And see, it says that I'm supposed to let you know. I'm supposed to stand on the wall and blow the trumpet and let you know that there's danger lurking and there's danger coming so the blood won't be on my hands. If I know this and I don't tell you the blood is on my hands, I got to answer for that. I'm not going to answer for that. I'm going to tell you. I got to let you know. Pastor got to let you know. That's our responsibility.
Amen.
We sit on the wall for you. We up all the time on the wall for you. Do you know what it means to intercede on somebody's behalf, stand in the gap for somebody? Do you know what kind of work that takes? But let me tell you something. This mind thing, stop letting people steal your mind from you. Time out for that. Let me tell you, and I'm going to talk strictly to my people right now, my brothers and sisters of my skin complexion. Listen, we preachers. There's no color in heaven, and I know that. But, you know, and God say, how in the world can I tell that man over there about the speck in his eye? I got a big old plank in mine. So I got to clean up my house first. So I got to talk to my house first. So let me talk to my house first. My house meaning my brothers and sisters over here are my complexion. Let me tell y'all something. You know what I'm saying? We don't like to be told nothing. Who knew? Who he think he talking to? He don't know. You know how we get. So let me talk to you something. And so all you other skin complexion people, let me tell you something. You need to sit down and close your mouth because you don't get to say nothing to us. So I'm talking to the free world out here. You don't get to say nothing to us. We tired of you disrespecting us. I'm a grown man over here, and I'm a black man. My original name, I was called the Moors. So let me tell you that I know my history. Listen to me, Pastor, now. I know my history. We were called the Moors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we wore turbans on our head. Let me tell you that now. We wore turbans on our head because we wore them to let you know how wise we were, that we were very intelligent men and women on the earth, that we were the original kings and queens. Let me tell you that I know what I'm talking about now. So let me tell you that I'm a Moor in the earth still. So let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Get your house in order.
Amen.
Get your house in order. Okay? Get your house in order. Study to show yourself approved. Study your history. You didn't come from slaves. All right? You the original people of this earth. Your history is lurk and is listed and written all over this world. Study your history. Teach your children who they are. Teach your children who they are. Teach them who they are. So once they learn who they are, it'll get in their mind. It'll be on their brain. And they'll start pulling their own pants up. You ain't going to have to tell them. Them boys will put their pants on and want a belt. They'll ask for a belt. You understand what I'm saying? They're asked to go and get their hair fixed and combed and trimmed up and looking like a real man. You understand what I'm saying? These young ladies are asked to put their clothes on and start covering up their breasts and pulling their skirts down and stop showing their butts. Trust me. Start teaching them who they are, that they kings and they queens, and start calling them the Moors. And I guarantee you that they'll learn who they are. Put it in front of them and make them watch who they are and let them learn their history. You may need to learn your history at 50 and 60 years old. You may not even know. I had to go there with you tonight because you need to know. You need to know. We can talk about scripture, but that's in the scripture. What I'm talking about, you need to learn about who you are, about who God says you are. Learn about who you are. Read and study the word of God. Listen, the Bible is all about you. You Moor, you black man and black woman. It's all about you. Even your slave time is in the Bible. Read about it. God told you they was coming to get you. on them ships. It's in the Bible. And you let them tell you that the Bible ain't real. But your whole life is written in that book.
Amen.
Isn't that something? God wrote about you in a book. That's how much he loves you. And you turning your back on him? Lord, have mercy. Pastor, take go ahead, Pastor. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on us, O Lord.
Knowing who you are. Teaching your children who they are. First of all, again, I say we were created in the image of Christ to be somebody. If we created in the image of Jesus, Genesis 1 and 26, that means that we are somebody. He didn't create nothing. Your
Amen.
Mind has to be transformed. You got to study the word and know who you are and who you are. You were created for greatness. I'm created to be like Jesus. I'm created for greatness because he's great. He's awesome. There's none like him. So you got to know who you are. You got to read, as Pastor Williams says, study the word. It's in the word. It's in the Bible. When you reject the Bible, not only do you reject Jesus, but you reject your own heritage. It's in the word. Read the word for yourself. Nothing new under the sun. Our life, beginning
Amen.
And the ending, is in the word. But you got to read the word. They've often said, if you don't want us to know anything, put it in the word or put it in a book, and we won't read it. But now you
That's
got
right.
a cell phone.
That's right.
Yeah. Instead of going
right.
all that junk on the cell phone, read it on the cell phone. Anything
That's
you
right.
want to know about history, about your life, is on the cell phone. Use the cell phone for good and not for junk. Feeding your children all kind of garbage. All this is going into their ear gates. The rap, the dirty music, the dirty jokes, the cursing, the drugs that they see you using. It's being fed to your innocent children. We should be an example like Christ for our children. We should
Amen.
Be the ones that mentor our children. We don't send our children to school to learn how to conduct themselves. We send them to school to be educated. You are the one to train your children up how to be respectful, with integrity, and with some morals. They go to school to learn to be educated, not to learn how to conduct themselves. That should come from the home. There was a time Black folks taught their children respect and integrity. Yeah, there are very few doing it now. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. There's nothing wrong with that. Respecting yourself, respecting others. Walking in morality and integrity, because I am somebody. I am a king. I am a queen. I'm creating the image of God. He chose me before the foundation of the world. So if he gave his life for me, he gave his best, I should want to give Jesus my best. And in giving him my best, I am my best. To achieve and walk in purpose and destiny, because everyone was created for purpose and for destiny. It's up to you to choose the purpose that God has for you, to walk in his perfect will and not his permissive will, to turn from sin and darkness, to pick up the word, to study it and say, what is it that you have me to do? God, what is your will for my life? Because I'm created for greatness, for purpose, for destiny. Read your cell phone. Google it. Everything you need to know is on the cell phone. Right in your hand, right at your disposal. You are what you eat. If you eat garbage, then you're going to be garbage. If you eat the word of God, then you're going to grow and mature and be somebody. It's up to you. Free will. God does not make us come to him. It's a free choice. Freely, you come, you choose who you're going to serve, who you're going to be. I don't care if you come from the worst project it is. I've heard of Tyler Perry talking about where he came from the pit to the palace. And then he reached back and picked up those that were in the pits and helped them to be. He built his business in one of the worst areas in Atlanta, Georgia, to show the blacks that you are somebody and that you can be somebody. You can. It's your choice to make it, to achieve. Doesn't matter where you come from. You just got to know who you are. And you can do anything to Christ who strengthens you. You got to know that. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. You see God, he will enable you to do whatever you so desire, but you got to know who you are. train your children up in the admonishment of God. The word does not change. You are to train your children to walk in righteousness with integrity and morals. You are to be a light in your home first, then in the hedge and highways, but in your home you should be a bright light. Be an example, letting them know that this is the way we walk. We find the path. We find it in the word. The Bible is your GPS. This is the way. We found it in the word. The word says, I must obey it in order to be successful. I got to meditate in the word. I got to study the word. I got to know whose I am and where I come from so I can teach my children to be somebody. It's up to us. We choose every day. Death. Alike. Prosperity alike. We choose. Got books to read. Got your cell phone. Study. Meditate that you will prosper and be in good health. That you will succeed, but it's up to you. It's a choice. Your mind has to be made up that I am going to be somebody. That I'm going to walk in purpose and destiny, that I'm going to be all that God created me to be. It's up to you. It's your choice. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen. Amen. And that's the thing. We have to make that choice because we were given that choice. We had a choice. When that forbidden fruit was eaten in the Garden of Eden, that choice was made. And then when that life was given at the cross, there was a choice made. You either accepted him as your Lord and Savior or you did not. Christ died for all of us, but it was up to you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You were given a choice then too. You're never forced to do anything. You either choose to come with him when he asked the disciples to come and follow him. He gave them a choice. He didn't make them. He told them what he wanted them to do, gave them a choice, and he kept on walking. And, that was a choice given. Either you come and go with me or not, you know, but you were told what needed to be done to join. And it's like that today. You have a choice to make in your own life. You know, we're only here to do what we're told to do. And obedience is better than sacrifice, when it comes to dealing with the Lord. And we have to be obedient. I've spent a lot of days being disobedient out in the world. So when it was time to start being obedient, you have to start being obedient. Then when it's time to start listening, besides just hearing, it takes a while to even learn, but you got to be willing to learn. You know what I'm saying? You got to want to learn. You got to once you make the decision that you want this type of living, then there are people out here that are willing to walk with you. You don't have to take this walk by yourself. You know what I'm saying? When you say, yes, I want to do this, because the important things of life are invisible to the naked eye now. Morals and values and respect and love. You don't see it like you used to see it anymore. You used to can recognize it with just the naked eye. Now you have to you have to really just you have to just be in the spiritual realm to just see it now. And that's God's will. God did that. You know, man didn't do that. God did that. Everything that's happening, God is doing it. You know, we don't do anything. Everything is God's will. God makes the hands on the clock move. You know, man doesn't. You know, God spins the moon and the sun and everything around and makes things happen. God does that, not us. You know what I'm saying? We don't control time. God does that. And the thing about it is that you have to keep up. Things don't stop because you say stop. You know what I'm saying? Wow, it just was on the tip of my tongue, and please forgive me. Only stopped once when everything stopped, when the day stopped. What was the prophet's name? What was the man of God? I can't think of the man of God. Was it Isaac? No, it wasn't Isaac. No. Wow. Forgive me, y'all. I need to come back to me. I have to come back to the scripture. When everything just stopped. But God doesn't just do that like that because you just say so. And, you know, you have to have to just be, you have to build that relationship. You know what I'm saying? And when you say it's a mind thing, a lot of things start in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. You know, that's where everything starts. It's up to you what you let get to your heart, you know, and you when it gets to your heart, that means that you're serious about it, you know, whatever in the man's heart, so he speak it, you know, and guess what? What's on your mind is it's got to go somewhere. You're going to react to it or act on it. Something's going to take place from what's your thoughts. And, you know, hey, we have to be careful what we have on our mind. You got to be careful what you read, what you watch, what you listen to, because these things will come out of your mouth too. You know, sometimes you could be thinking so hard. You hear an old saying, "I was thinking out loud." You know, that's an old saying. You know, and you find yourself sometimes saying you spoke something out loud because it was on your mind. So, you know, it's different things. And when you think about your mind, there's a lot of mental health issues going on because people suppress their emotions, their feelings, their anger, things that they're dealing with. They don't know how to release it because they never were taught. They don't know how to communicate. It's something going on within a person that they don't know how to deal with things. And sometimes it affects a person's mind. And that's where the mental health issues come in, as they say. And sometimes all we have to do sometimes, people, is just sit down and do what the scripture tells us to do. Sit down and talk with one another, pray with one another, and release, you know, and I'm paraphrasing. But we got to get back to that. We don't do that. You know, we don't do that. You know, we don't get testimonies. You know what I'm saying? We don't talk to each other. You know, we text to each other. We don't have communication. You know, texting is our communication now. Our relationships is through telephones or texting. You know what I'm saying? There's no quality time in families no more. Everybody got their head down, stuck in a telephone. So how can you not be going through some type of mental breakdown, some type of mental explosion is about to take place? Because of everything that you are putting before God, you don't have conversation with God anymore. You put God out of your life because you allow them to put God out of schools, out of homes. You kicking God out of his own house because you want to run it the way you want to run it. Everything is all about you. It's you. But it's not. It's not about you. God can take you away just like that, just like I snapped my finger. You can be gone. And it don't take long. And we have to be very careful of how we tend to things. And, you know, you thinking about everything, but you ain't praying about nothing, you know, ain't praying about nothing. We need to be praying about everything and stop thinking about everything. You know, scripture say, pray without ceasing, not think without ceasing, pray without ceasing. And we have to get back to praying. We got to get back to praying. Prayer changes things. That's a real statement. Prayer does change things. You know, you got to pray about that thing. You know what I'm saying? When God wakes you up in the middle of the night and you don't know why you woke, God won't talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Go spend a few minutes talking to him. He going to let you go back to sleep. He wanted to tell you something, or he waiting on you to tell him something. One of the other. It's some need to be said. He need to say something to you, or he waiting on you to say something to him. But somebody need to say something at 3 o'clock in the morning and you ain't going to the bathroom and you just woke. You need to say something, or just lay there and let him say something to you, or, you know, get up and go in another room because something about to be said. So, you know, just do that. Go ahead, Pastor.
Like Samuel, here I am, Lord. What would you have me to do? When he wakes you up 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you just wake. God, what is your will? What do you want me to do? Spending time seeking his face, seeking his will. See, the battlefield is your mind. Your mind is a battlefield because you will not submit to the will of the Lord. You will not let the Holy Spirit be in your life. Jesus himself take control of your life. your thoughts, your will, your intellect. So your mind becomes a battlefield because you will not surrender and submit to Jesus. When you submit and surrender to Jesus, you'll have peace that passes all understanding because you will talk to the Father and he'll talk to you. It's not in the long prayers. It's just communicating. Prayer is communicating with Jesus, speaking directly to Jesus, to God through Jesus, with from your heart, tell him how you feel because he'll listen. He doesn't sleep. He's awake. Psalm 121 says he never sleeps nor slumbers, so you can talk to God anytime you want to. It's up to you.
Amen. Amen to that.
His arms are stretched wide open. He's here for us. The battle that you're going through, the mind, the battlefield, your mind, a battlefield, because you will not let this mind be in Christ, but also Christ Jesus. You won't submit your mind to Christ. You won't tell Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to take control of your mind, your thoughts. If you surrender to Jesus, give your whole heart, soul, mind, your mind to Jesus, he'll work out things past finding because he is the way. He's the only way. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else you need shall be added. When you seek God, when you seek his will, when you give your mind to Jesus, when you let him take control, lead you and guide you in the path of righteousness in the way that he would have you to go, then you'll have some peace. Then you'll have some joy. You have a peace that passes all understanding when you say, let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus. Isaiah 26:3 says, he whose mind is stayed on Jesus shall have perfect peace. You got to keep your mind on Jesus. Setting your affection on things above and not this earth, the mind of Christ. And you won't have that battlefield, that battle in your mind, because the only thing the enemy can do is come against your mind if you allow him to come against your mind. If you give your mind to Christ, if you let go and let Jesus, you have the peace that passes all understanding. It's up to you. Choose whom you're going to serve this day. Give your mind to Christ. Let this mind be in Christ Jesus. Every day, prophesy to yourself in the mirror that I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Keep saying that till your mind lines up with the word of God, till you have the peace that passes all understanding. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and the world can't give it, and the world can't take it away. When you begin to seek and search out the scriptures, leaning on Jesus, Proverbs 3:5-6 say, lean not to thine own understanding, but leaning on Jesus, trusting in him in every situation, or letting him be lead, guide, letting him direct your path. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, but you got to want to be ordered. You got to want to take correction, direction, instructions. Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's absolutely correct right there. You got to want it. That's something, because you got to want it in order for it to happen. You got to want it. You got to want it. Jesus said that's the only way. Any of the healing that took place that he was doing, any of the raising of the dead, of Lazarus, anything that all the miracles that he performed, they had to want it. Say it was their faith that did it. It wasn't him. It was
Amen.
Their faith. So they had to want
Amen.
It. It was their faith. They wanted it. They had enough faith in it. They believed in him. They trusted it and had faith in him, and they believed on it. And it happened. So you got to want it. You got to trust in him. You have to have faith in him, and you got to want it. And all things are possible through Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me.
All things.
And you got all things. And that's the magic word in all of it. All things. All things. You know, there's no other name above Christ Jesus anyway. Jesus is the way.
None.
You know what I'm saying? There's no other name above that. But in there, all things. You put all with Jesus, there it is right there. So
Amen.
when he say bring your all to him, he don't want just some of it. He want all of it, you know? And he works at his best when you at your weakest. You know, when you
Amen.
At your lowest, he is at his highest. He working at his best with you at your lowest point, you know, because he gives that magnificent glory anyway, but he is working at his peak when you at your lowest one. You know, you about to hit rock bottom. He got to reach all the way down there and keep you from hitting. And he raises you all the way back up. So and you
Amen.
Got to be wanting that. You got to want that, though. You got to want that. They got to be around people that have been through something. You know what I'm saying? They got to have been through something. They have to been able to tell you about the goodness of God, the magnificent works in their lives that he's performed for them. They've got to be able to give you a testimony of the awesome God that they serve. You know, if they ain't been through nothing, they can't tell you about it. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
They can't say a testimony with you. So you have to be around people that can tell you a testimony, to tell you the goodness of the good Lord, the mighty works that he's done in their lives, from the darkness that he's brought them to his marvelous light. You got to be around people that can share that with you, so that you can feel that fire inside of them, that you can see the glory of God. You know what I'm saying? You got to be around that. You got to be able to experience that. You got to see it. You got to feel it. You got to hear it, because you'll be able to see it, hear it, and feel it when they share it with you. You know what I'm saying? No matter where you are, no matter who they are, you'll be able to tell it. You'll be able to tell it just by seeing them and hearing them. You know what I'm saying? You'll see the glory of God on them. It's not them. It's the glory of God on them, because you can't get away from it. You know what I'm saying? It's good. I was telling you about, you know, when I was telling you about everything stood still, and it comes from Joshua 10:13. I couldn't remember what it was, and I'm going to read it to you at the New International Version. Joshua 10:13 says, "So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on his enemies. And it is written in the book of Jashar, the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day." And the thing is, in the book of Jasher, and the thing about it is, it says it's written in the book of Jasher, and that book is not even in the King James Version. So just seeing that, listen now, see, this is when you need to study to show yourself approved. Even in the King James Version of the scripture, it said, "Is not this written in the book of Jasher?" So this is even written out the King James Bible. So all I'm saying is, in the New International Version, and it said, "As it is written in the book of Jasher," and the King James Bible say, "Is not this written in the book of Jasher?" So it asks a question in the King James Bible, but it makes a statement in the New International Version, letting you know that is in the book. But the King James Version asks a question about the book, meaning that they don't even want you to know that there's more books. So people, study, please study. And the reason why I brought that scripture up to you is because that's it. That scripture states that has not, listen, 14 says there has been no day like it before, and there has not been a day since that has happened. That happened over 3,000 years ago, since Joshua made the sun stand still. And the sun stayed up for a whole full day, 24 hours. 24 hours until the enemies were defeated. 24 hours. 24 hours now. So all I'm saying to you people is that we have a mighty power just like our ancestors did. You just need to study to know who you are. Mm-hmm. You are a mighty, mighty powerful people. And all we're going to keep doing is keep reminding you of who you are. We're not going to never let you forget this again, that you are a powerful people of God. You were made in the image and likeness of your creator. And let me tell you something. You got power. And that's why the enemy hates you so much. The enemy can't stand you. The enemy hate the ground you walk on, hate the breath that you breathe, and stop letting them take it from you. Stand up and be who God called you to be. Stand up and call. Be who God called you to be. Pull your pants up. You understand? Be the men and women that you were called to be. Stop trying to be a thug and a twerk master. Women, ain't no such things as twerk masters. You understand? Stop trying to be the best thought. You know what I'm saying? They done put a name on you and you trying to master it. You know what a thought is? I know you do. You call yourself them names. And I don't understand it. Let me say something to you. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get a little deep on you again. Young ladies, my sisters, and I'm talking to, I don't care what color you are right now. Listen, I'm a man, and I've been out there in the world. So done some things, said some things, but when God put his hands on you and bring you out that world, you start acting a little different, being different, and you walk different, talk different, think different, and you live a different life. And I'm not the only man out there that's changed his life. If you read the Bible, you see all the great men of God that changed their lives. They were something else. And couple of them I can tell were some of the worst ones, King David and Saul, whose name was turned to Paul. And those were two of the most dangerous ones I know, especially Saul, the Apostle Paul. He was the most dangerous one. And King David was King David had plenty of women and slept with one man's wife, and the man had the man killed so he can have the wife. So, all I'm saying to you is that we all have had a past, all of us. God knows everything about us. God knows everything about us even before we do it. God knows the next move you're going to make, the next step you take, the next word come out your mouth, the next thoughts that you're going to have. So nobody else may not know them, but your God in heaven does. He created you. He made you. He knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. Isn't that something? Before you got to your mother's womb. So all I'm saying to you is that let's change what we're doing. Whenever you listen to this show, I think I made this statement. Don't know how many took me up on this. Let's take this day here and let's just change. You know, they say don't go in God's house the same way you come out. We go in one way, we need to come out a different way. So we started this night one way, and we're going to end this night a different way. I want you to think about what we're saying to you, and I want you to study, read, find out who you are. Study about where you come from. Study your history. Let this stuff marinate on your brain, in your mind, and just get it up there. So get off Facebook. Put it down. Get off Twitter, whatever, all that social media stuff. Put it down for a minute and read something that's educational to you so you'll know where you come from, so you'll know where you're going. Start planning your future so you'll know what your eternal life will look like too. Because if you can plan your future here, listen, he says on earth as it is in heaven, if you know your prayers, you know your Lord's prayer, it says on earth as it is in heaven. If you read your Bible, you will see that heaven is beautiful. Amen. Heaven is beautiful according to God's word. Has many of mansions, plenty of mansions. I'm going to get mines. I would love to have one here too, but my thing is making sure that my eternal life is going to be set too. I'm not so worried about my earthly life as much as I am concerned about getting my eternal life in order. More importantly. So you more important and worried about your earthly living than your eternal living. So all I'm saying to you is that, yes, everybody would love to be living nicely down here. Yes, of course. Of course. Everybody wants nice things. But what we want you to have a wonderful eternal living in heaven. In heaven, where the rivers flow with milk and honey. Really? Beautiful? Streets paved in gold? Really?
My God.
Paved in gold? You walk out your front door of your heavenly mansion and your street sitting on gold? You praising the Lord all day, singing all day, heavenly choir singing all day, all night, harps playing, psaltery? Come on. Just anyway, I can only just imagine. I've never been there. I plan to be there, but I can only imagine from what I've studied. And it just makes the hair on my arm stand up from the beauty that I can only imagine. You'll never find that down here. Because they're trying to break in your house down here. They know you got gold. They're trying to rob you down here. They don't want to see you happy down here. But the blood of Jesus covers me. And it never loses its power.
My God.
So all I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, is get ourselves together. Come together as a people. And I'm talking about the people of God right now. Because the people of God are the ones that rule the earth. The people of God are the ones that have to put things back in order.
Amen.
The people of God are the ones that are the pillars of the community. The people
Amen.
Of God are the ones that have to stand up right now. We're the ones that have to stand up, no matter what they call you, no matter what they try to make you feel like. Jesus said they hated him before they hated you. They hated him before
Amen.
They hated us. They persecuted Amen. Him, so they're going to persecute us. They came
Amen.
At him, so they're going to come at us. He already told you to be prepared. If you're not prepared and you're afraid, you need to pick up your word and study the book of John. The book of John tells you all about it in details. Details. That's the best book that gives you all the details. With him speaking to you and telling you, word for word, him telling you. Actually, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Tells you everything. And if you get to a point when they so persecuting you so much and just trying to get you so riled up, I had to just learn this, and I'm still learning as I go. Just turn to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. The book of wisdom. That's the book to teach you knowledge, to teach you how to deal with those ignorant people when they come with you with all of that foul language, cursing and persecuting you. The book of Proverbs will teach you how to combat against that, because it's in there. It's in there. Say, a fool will stay in his foolish ways, but a wise man seeks counsel. Simple. See that? Simple. Because if somebody coming at you all crazy and be like, well, brother, listen, we can work this out. And he keep coming at you, you know he's a fool. You need to go the opposite direction. He ain't trying to seek counsel. You just offered him a way to work this out with you. If you stand there and try to argue with him and fight with him, you're just as foolish as him. The sword of the Spirit, that's your sword right there. Use it. Go ahead, Pastor.
the word, as you say, the sword, the word, skillfully using the word because you study the word. So you can use the word to teach and live by it. Everybody, so many people loved Aretha Franklin. I thought about something. She had a song, Respect Yourself. If you ever that song need to come out now, Respect Yourself.
Wow, that's good.
Pull your pants up. Women, cover yourself up.
Wow.
Your nakedness belongs to the husband when you get one, and your nakedness is for the bedroom, not the streets. Respect yourself.
Wow.
And the Staples sung it too. Respect yourself.
Yeah.
We need to go back to respect ourselves. Modesty.
My.
It's in the word. Respect. Being Christ-like. Talking like Christ. Looking like Christ. What would Jesus say? It's in the word. How would he dress women? Titus. The book of Titus tells us to be modest in our apparel. Respect yourself. That others may respect you. A man, a real man, a Christian Holy Ghost filled man, wants a real woman. A Proverbs 31 lady, a virtuous woman. A real man, a godly man. So when you find a path, walk therein. It's in the word. Study it. That you know how to conduct yourself, how to speak, how to dress, how to love, how to walk in respect and integrity and morality. Doing the things that please the Lord, being a God pleaser and not a man pleaser. The mind of Christ. I think on those things that are above. I do the things that Jesus Christ. I got a made up mind. I'm going all the way with Jesus. I'm not going to look back in this dark world and lose my life. Sin and destruction, death. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to be a bright light. And I'm going to be seasoned with salt like Jesus, so I will walk in my purpose. I will not become lackadaisical, wayside, just existing. But I'm going to walk in God's perfect will, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The way has already been prepared. All we have to do is walk there in it. Seeking the face of God, doing the things that please the Lord. A mind that's made up that I'm going to study the word, that I may rightly divide the word. I'm going to meditate, deep thought. Meditate means deep thought. How can I have deep thought on the word if I don't study the word? Some of the things we need to go back to, that old landmark, respect yourself. Amen.
Amen. Definitely. That's a good one there. That's real good. Respect yourself. Aretha Franklin.
They love Aretha Franklin. Well, listen to what she said. Respect yourself.
That's right. That's exactly what she's talking about.
Staples had the song, Respect Yourself.
That's
right.
The
world loved Aretha Franklin. And the Christian heard it from the Staples singer.
Staples
singer. Respect yourself.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely correct about that. Wow. And we have to get back to that. We have to get back to it. We have to get back to it all the way around. Wow. That's pretty good. I like that. We are getting ready for a lot of great things, getting ready to happen in the ministries. The House of Judah, Young Adults Talk, Sacred Words Ministry, Minister Laquini's Love Thyself is Love Thy Neighbors, Love Thyself Ministries. We got a lot of things coming up. The KCC. We're supposed to be we're getting ready for going to just doing a little commercial right now. Going to Foley, Alabama on the 27th of this month. Teaming up with some organizations in Foley, Alabama, with the NAACP and some other organizations, going over to do back to school event there on July 27th. More details will be coming your way for that. Also, we'll be getting ready to do another outreach. I got a phone call today, Pastor, with the Wings of Life on August the 10th. Somewhere in Pritchard, we'll be coming up with some information on that real soon. So we will be moving about. Got an event coming up in September. We'll be coming up with information on that real soon. So get ready. We're just going to be doing the work of the Lord, y'all. So I tell you what, we're going to be putting out an address soon. So P.O. Box where you can send us information, and email, website will be coming soon. So we don't mind traveling. We'll come to a city near you, set up and broadcast live, and bring tents and everything, and music and praise dancers, and come and praise and worship with you. And we just like doing the work of the Lord, and just being a part of what we're doing for the kingdom. That's what we do, and we enjoy it. We enjoy the work we do. I tell you, send me, we'll
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
I tell you, we don't have a problem doing it. We are starting our P31 classes on this Wednesday, correct, Pastor?
Amen.
Yes.
6 p.m.
And, 6 p.m. Getting ready for that. Definitely looking forward to it. Looking forward to building these classes up. P31 Ladies Night, starting this Wednesday and every other Wednesday at the House of Judah. And also, we'll be getting ready for the Men of Valor classes. We'll be getting ready for them every other Wednesday, starting this Wednesday for the ladies, which will be July the 10th, and doing them on the July the 10th and the 24th, and then the men on the 17th. All the men out there, if you're local, we are in Mobile, Whistler, Alabama, 327 Fall Avenue, Whistler, Alabama, 36612. 327 Fall Avenue, Whistler, Alabama, 36612. This Wednesday, July 10th, 6 p.m., it's the Virtuous Women, Proverbs 31 Ladies Night. 6 o'clock, I want you to be there. It's myself and Pastor York. We will be there, and we're going to bring all the ladies in, and we'll have our Virtuous Women Night. And listen, we want you to come in, and we're going to talk, and we're going to have an open discussion, bring your questions, and we want to hear from you, and we're just going to have an open dialogue type of night. We're going to teach, we're going to learn from each other, and we're going to have a God-filled night. And we want to, and the purpose of this is to help heal and deliver from situations that have occurred in homes and relationships and situations from our women and from our men. Because men are hurt too, and men are the hardest ones to get to admit that they've been hurt. And our relationships, from if we have to look back to 1964 to now, relationships, and I'll say it the way I want to say it, our relationships in my community, in the Black community, have fallen off tremendously. The Black homes have been destroyed, a lot of them. And yes. There's a problem. There's a major problem with that. Like I told you earlier, I got to take care of my home first before I can come and help you in your community. I got to take care of my house that's being decent and in order. And, you know, even God is decent and in order. He's going to clean up his house first before he come clean up yours. Because, you know, he going to come to his house and take care of all of his, you know, sitting down and cleaning up and punishing and chastising first, and then he coming over to your address. So, you know, if I got to get my house in order, and, you know, I got to start at home, and then I got to start around my neighborhood and my community, and go from there, because my neighborhood just looks like the hood. And, you know, some of us don't even know our neighbors no more. And that never happened when I was growing up, you know. So we have to get back to morals and values and respect and love one another. Because Jesus say, there is no way. Listen, there is no way that you can say that you love me, who you ain't never seen, and you don't love your brother or your sister, who you see every day.
My Lord. Jesus.
So you lying, and the truth ain't in you. So you just a hypocrite. I'm just throwing that in right there. I told you the scripture. I'm throwing that in. You a hypocrite because you lying. The truth ain't in you, and you don't love God. You don't love God. So he say you either hot or cold, because lukewarm, he spit out his mouth.
And make him sick.
So, you know, you have a choice to make, and I suggest that you make that choice. And just like you have a choice whether or not you want to, you know, log on and listen to this show or not, you know. People don't like shows like this. A lot of people don't like shows like this. You know, even a lot of so-called Christians don't like shows like this because you're talking to them, you know. You know, when you start feeling, you know, a little queasy inside or feeling a little uncomfortable, that's that conviction. It's called conviction, you know. And, you know, if nobody's ever explained that to you, your heart is being convicted. You know, the Holy Spirit is convicting you, you know, because something is being said directly to you. And it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because we all fall short of the glory of God every day. You know, we all sin every day. Word or deed or something. It's something you said or did or thought about today that was not righteous before God's eyes. And you're like, I ain't do nothing. You may not think so, but God say, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. You know? So, you know, the heavens are far above that earth.
Amen. So
we do not compare to God at all.
Amen.
Supposed to be made in his image and likeness, and we make that look so bad right now. It's like a stink to his nostrils all the way to heaven. And you take it very lightly. For a King of Kings, Lord of Lords that's coming back to judge and who already reigns. And I don't know what you're thinking about. So you can keep letting them discredit you and keep letting that poison get in your head if you want to. Don't get caught without fluid for your lamp, okay? Please don't. Please don't. I'm just pleading with you right now. I'm going to get ready to wrap this night up. Pastor, I'm going to let you give your final comment. I'm going to give my final comments, and then I'm going to let you give them, and then you can pray us out. So let me say this. I want to thank you, Pastor York, for being a part of this, because this show here is going to go a long way, because those out there in radio land, we have a lot to talk about. You know, I know it's called Healthy Monday, and I know a lot of you like, what does that got to do with anything with your mind? Because it has a lot to do with your mind. Because everything that has anything to do with your life starts with God first, no matter what it is. He said he's Alpha and Omega. That's the beginning and the end. That's the beginning of your life, and that's the end of your life. Alpha and Omega means beginning and end. So he is right there, no matter how you want to look at it. You need to have him in your life. You need to get him in your life to get started right now. If you've never had him in your life before, you never thought about him, you never had any interest in him, I want you to get an interest in him tonight. I want you to, if you never prayed before, I want you to learn the Lord's Prayer and ask the Lord God to help you to open up your heart to receive him in your life and just to ask him to open up your mind to understand what it is that you need to say to him when you say to him, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, forgive me, Lord, for ignoring you. Forgive me, Lord, for turning my back on you. Forgive me, Lord, for not paying you any attention when you told me that you will never leave nor forsake me. When you was always there for me when I was never there with you. When you was there with me when I was going through my trials and tribulations, and you pulled me out and I didn't even know how I got out. When I was in those dark areas, Lord, and there was light and I could see it and didn't even know where it came from, thank you, Lord. And I didn't even know it was you. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, forgive me for being unrighteous in your eyes, O Lord. Forgive me for not accepting your Son, Jesus the Christ, as my Lord and Savior. But on this night, right at this moment, right now, as I listen to this podcast, wherever I am in this world, O Lord, I accept him right now as my Lord and Savior. I ask him right now to come into my life, to come into my mind, to come into my heart, to penetrate my soul, to change my life around right now, Lord, to put me on the right path, to change my mindset, to change the way I live, to change the way I speak, to change the way I think, that when I wake in the morning, Lord, that I will be in a new way, the mind frame of living, thinking, and Lord, that it will be all about you. Forgive me for taking this long, Lord, to realize that you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Lord, forgive me. I trust you. I have faith in you, and I will walk with you forever and ever. I love you, Lord. Forgive me, and you are my all in all. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
And trust me, your life is changed right now.
Amen.
Right now. You are a new person right now.
Yes, God.
Right now, you are a new person. You are a new person. You can look to the hills from which comes your health, because your health comes from the Lord. You can ask the Lord for whatever you want in the name of Jesus, and it will be given unto you. Whatever is going on in your mind, body, and soul that is unhealthy, not healed, you can ask it to be healed in Jesus' name, and you shall be healed in Jesus' name. Declare it and decree it and tell it is so. Because we touching and agreeing in the spirit for you right now.
Yes, Lord.
He said, well, two or more are gathered in his name, he is in the midst.
Yes, Lord.
Because I know he's in the midst. I feel him. I know he's here. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Pastor Williams, for allowing me to be on this program to be a servant, to serve God's people. And I pray that we've said something that will prick somebody's heart. I just pray that their hearts be circumcised to love the Lord thy God with all their heart, soul, mind, and body, that they may live. That they heed and hear, be hearers. You got 2 ears to hear, to be a hearer and then become a doer of God's word. That's why we on this program as servants, serving you, the people that belong to God. You are his sheep. Jesus died for you. We just pray that we've said something that will help somebody to receive our Lord and Savior, to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and body. My prayer is tonight that you be on fire for the Lord, that you pick up your cross and don't look back. Father God, we boldly come before your throne of mercy. Father, we come with an humble, repentant heart, with a heart of thanksgiving. Father God, we thank you for being on this program, serving your people tonight, Father. We pray that they will hear and become hearers and doers of your word, that their hearts will be circumcised, that they have a heart of flesh to receive your word, Father, that their minds will stay on you, that they have the mind of Christ, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every listener, Father, that they will obey your every statute and commandment, that they will yield to the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost lead them and guide them into righteousness, that they will have a mind of Christ, that they will have peace that passes all understanding, that your will be done in them and through them, that they walk in the purpose that you've had, the purpose and plan, that they walk in your perfect will, the purpose and plan that you have for them, that your will be done in them and through them. It's in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus we pray. And God, we tell you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you. God bless you. God bless
you.
Real good.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
Bless all listeners. Amen.
Amen.
Get up and go to the church again. No one but you know all the issues that I struggle with. No brotherhood, no bonds, ain't got no real friends. Been raised up praying, singing songs, and passive listening to preachers telling me about righteousness and wage of sin. They say your spirit will always show me just what to do. Don't understand, is it me? Am I missing you? I've been going through long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch. Distractions of this world, the woman, money, yes, it's true. Pressure to measure up the standards that I know ain't real. Got the job in school, he said I know the deal. Put his hand on my shoulder and he said just pray with me. I said I did that, brother, nothing changes, can't you see? I need a brother who is willing just to walk with me. A confidant, a mentor, accountability. I've been going through this long enough, trying to wear a smile, but I can't even hold it up. Not afraid to walk alone, but I need some love. God, my heart is crying out, I'm yearning for your touch.
Fellowship. You've been listening to Breaking Chains with Healthy Monday on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.